Now in chapter 30 here, we have what I have actually labeled a lamentation. You have here a lamentation. And he speaks here of the desolation of Egypt. And that is a very desolate country, by the way, very desolate nation. Chapter 30, verse 1. And again, here we go. This has been repeated. I really do not know how many times, but I'm sure there's already been several hundred times that we've had this expression. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord God, wail ye, alas for the day. A time of mourning, you see. This is a lamentation. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. A cloudy day. It shall be the time of the nations. And that is unusual. You don't have many clouds in the land of Egypt because they have less than an inch of rain in that section. They depend upon the river Nile. And by the way, they worship the crocodile of the Nile as well as everything else in the animal world, the bird world, and the bug world. Beasts, birds, bugs. And they worship them all in the land of Egypt. Now, we go on here, and it shall be the time of the nations. And we're living actually in that time today. The nations are really stirring throughout the world. Now, he goes on to say here, and the sword shall come upon Egypt, and great pain shall be in Ethiopia when the slain shall fall in Egypt. And they shall take away her multitude, and her foundations shall be broken down. I won't go into that today, but we will be referring to Ethiopia again. There was quite an alliance between Egypt and Ethiopia. Although we do not consider it very much in studying the Bible, but there was a great deal of enmity and warfare between Egypt and Ethiopia. It's believed by many conservative scholars that Moses, when he was Pharaoh's daughter's son and would have been the next Pharaoh, that he actually led an expedition against Ethiopia. Now, we read here, verse 5, Ethiopia and Put, or Libya, and Lud, and that's Lydia, Libya and Lydia now, and all the mingled peoples, and Cub, and Put, Lud, and Cub, and the men of the land that's in league shall fall with them by the sword. So that at this time there was an alliance and they would all go down and be subject to Nebuchadnezzar. You can see he was actually a world ruler. In fact, he is the head of gold in the four great world kingdoms. Now we read here, verse 6, Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall. You see, not only Israel had looked to Egypt for help, but these other nations had, and they're going down just as Israel would go down in judgment.